Very disappointing, yeah. But that's what we are. We're a bang average side when we don't perform. And, you know, today we had too many players off form, which, you know, after the last couple of results, the way they've trained this week, I'll give credit to Shrewsbury where they went about it. But I thought the first goal was always going to be important. Obviously, it's a mistake from our point of view, which we made in the first half. We made two or three sloppy errors defensively. And, you know, we know their record here. They don't concede many. And they, once they get a goal ahead, they can sit in and hit you on the counter-attack. But, as I said, there were just too many players on our team today off form. And, you know, I don't want to say overcritical because, you know, they've done well to get us to where we are. But it's not about looking back now. We've got 19 games. It's about looking forward, what we can do in the future. Not, you know, yeah, we've been reasonably consistent up to now. But... you know, if we play like that and put performances in like that as individuals, then that result can happen because, you know, there's not a great deal between teams. When we're on the top of his game and we're moving it quickly and we're creating opportunities and, you know, we're playing on the front foot, we're a good side. But today, just too many people underperformed.
Yeah, we made the point in the commentary that most weeks, most of your players are getting at least a 7 out of 10, but today there were far too many that dropped over. As a manager, how can you try to combat that? Because, you know, individual mistake for the goal, it's not as if they've been getting in behind you and turning you all the time and putting you under loads and loads of pressure.
No, they had one good bit of football first half, and Doyle's made a fantastic save, and the boys went in one on one. But other than that, we thought we were sort of on top in the game without ourselves. We've got in good areas and had free kicks and corners, and Marsh's had a shot and a twist, and, you know, I thought, you know, we're looking dangerous. But the first goal in football can be crucial, and give them, when you're at the bottom, you're fighting for your lives, which they were. They had the couple of lads in there, the boy of go-go in the middle of the park, meant everything to him today, and they get that goal, they get something to hold on to, the crowd get behind them. And what you can do, you can't do anything as a manager because, listen, you know, I've played a lot of games, but I had a lot of bang average games and poor games, and that's just football sometimes. And it's just that, unfortunately, today you can get away with maybe one or two, but we had too many, and we probably had a couple of lads probably playing the poorest game this season. Now, that happens, you know, but as I say, we can't keep looking back and say how well we've done. We've got to quickly address that, obviously, Tuesday at Cheltenham, you know, more importantly, next Saturday against Millwall.
It's not likely to be a knee-jerk reaction from you, you know, is it just one of those days at the office? He seems to be, doesn't it?
You've got to accept that sometimes. Listen, the lads are absolutely gutted in there, rightly so, because, as I say, we've been building up and, you know, it's come down and we know it's going to be difficult, but, you know, if we can play at our levels, but, you know, we were sloppy individually at times. And it's not an excuse, but it's something we're going to have to look at because the pitches are getting worse now. You know, we're getting, you know,
we did seem to overplay a little bit at times. It does get a bit frustrating,
yes,
doesn't it?
Exactly. That's what we're saying at half time, and we said after the game we're sometimes going to have to try now. When it comes off and we play through teams and we get in the final, it's great. Then we need an end pass. About three or four times second half, it looked as though Jones were getting through and they'd come with big toes or they've got a block in it. You know, we're fine lines because we've tried to play through. But now we've encouraged the players to play like that, so that, you know, we can't knock it. But there is times you need to mix it up. And obviously, big James come on, and once it went into him, I think he won every ball. And we got flick ons. But at that stage, they've got some hold on the backing numbers. They're getting blocks in the box. They're hanging on. And then they hit you on the counter attack, which we're going to be open to. But no, we'll study the game and analyse it again. But I think sometimes you can look too deeply into things, and you've got to say, right, as long as it doesn't happen on a regular basis, you say, you know, because there's a lot of individuals there who've been played really well this season for us. So you can't be overcritical of one game, but we can't let it go on and on into two and three and four games. We just need to be better. As I said, listen, when you put in a level of performance, because we were saying before the game, there's a lot of individuals in that team today who've been playing really well. You know, must feel good about themselves because, you know, if you're on top of your game, and we've had a lot of players doing that, so that helps obviously then as collectively as a team. But today we've just our. Sort of saying the individual flair players that can make things happen, they just weren't good today.
Alex Gilliard came on. Were you tempted maybe to throw him on a little bit earlier?
I think you've got to look at, because we want Martial left, then you go two in the middle of the park. I thought they might have gone a little bit more defensive, but when they put Wally on, he went up front, so we couldn't really just go one at the back. I was just going to leave Nat on his own. I think he's, you know, he's only just come in at the side, and it was, I don't know how long he got, but I'd just put him on when he went on.
Yeah.
Well, one of the players who's played just about every game this season, Nicky Law, I think he'd probably fall into that category of didn't have one of his best games. Does he maybe need a bit of a rest now for a week or two, do you think?
No, that's what I'm saying. We can't have a knee-jerk reaction just because people, you know, I'm not one for naming names. We could say three or four or five players didn't play probably had the quietest or poorest game this season. You know, it's not the fact they need a rest. It's just human nature that sometimes they aren't going to be 8 out of 10s. You demand consistency, you want consistency. We've had consistency, but you know, there is times you just for whatever reason you're not in your game. And I think the players that we expect to create for us, it's not an excuse, but the surface isn't conducive sometimes to carrying the ball, which like James Meredith is good at, Marsh is good at, Nicky Law's good at, Jordy, and you know, sometimes that doesn't help. But no, it was, got to learn and learn quickly, and just get back on, and you know, go down to Cheltenham on Tuesday. I need to put in it's not a better performance like through effort or desire. It's just, you know, a little bit of quality was lacking today.
Could you do as well maybe with, we've got the Chequer trade now, and if you win on Tuesday, you've then got another game the following Tuesday night, another long trip down to Oxford. You could just do with a week on the training ground, couldn't you? Especially after having had Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, we could do, but you know, it is what it is, and you know, we've got to go down to Cheltenham. You know, we said before, now we've got this far, we want to try to get as far as we can. And I know for a fact the park down there, because Kenny was there the other day, that's not in the best condition. So you know, we'll have to have a look at the team, and it might not be, you know, one for, you know, passing football. It might be a bit more direct or a bit more physical, whatever it may be. And that might be the case next Saturday against Millwall, you know, because that'll be a physical game. But that's up to myself and the coaching staff to pick a team that we think we can win. You know, there's no doubt today that I don't think there was any need to change the side today, because, you know, we've been on a decent run. It was, the bottom line is, we just, too many players off colour, okay, and that happens in football. So we've got to suck it up and get on with it.